This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. There's a bill headed to New York Governor Andrew Cuomo that, if he signs it as expected, is going to put the state on the hook for some pretty aggressive climate goals. Net zero greenhouse gas emissions by 2050. That news comes a day after the Trump administration finalized its rollback of the Obama-era Clean Power Plan, which had obliged states to cut their emissions by about a third. That's gone now. So, with that as context, Marketplace's Ben Bradford explains that New York's plan does come with a whole lot of unknowns.
Let's start with the big unknown. The last sentence of the bill's summary reads, "Fiscal implications to be determined." The bill's author, Democratic State Senator Todd Kominsky, describes it this way.
Much in the same way President Kennedy talked about getting to the moon. You know, he knew we had the ability to do it, but he couldn't have told you how.
This moonshot would entail not just replacing fossil fuel power plants with zero-emission alternatives, but phasing out gas heating and gasoline-powered cars. It means a radical overhaul of infrastructure in a state not exactly known for it, where 80% of energy transmission equipment predates the 1980s.
It will certainly be challenging.
NYU energy law professor Danielle Spiegelfeld says it's taken the state almost two decades to cut emissions 8% below 1990 levels.
We would have to increase by an order of magnitude the rate at which we are decarbonizing the grid.
Industries that can't fully decarbonize could pay for some offsets, like funding solar projects. Greg Barilla at the National Federation of Independent Business says the unknowns could sink small companies.
They're really worried about the cost of their energy, the cost of retrofitting their facilities, the cost of purchasing a new vehicle fleet.
Unlike other moonshots, Columbia University energy law professor Michael Girard says this measure does not allow for the possibility of failure.
Citizens can sue if the government is not doing the job. So it's the toughest law in the country.
Girard says despite those unknowns, failing to curb climate change has its own costs. I'm Ben Bradford for Marketplace.